The following is the Be Our Guest podcast live show that was originally recorded on Sunday night, August 17th, 2014. During this live show, we spent quite a bit of time speaking with our listeners about the future of Disney's Hollywood studios and attractions going away and Star Wars Land coming in. We also took a great call about the welcome ceremony at the Magic Kingdom and how to get picked and what's going to happen when the trains go down, and we talked about much, much more. If you missed this live show, don't worry, we're going to do it again in September, so grab a pen and put it on the calendar. We're going to get together again on Sunday night, September 21st at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, right there on Magical Mouse Radio. As always, thank you so much for supporting our podcast. We truly, truly appreciate that. We couldn't do any of this without you, and again, thank you so much for supporting everything that we do. So enjoy today's live Be Our Guest podcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to the August 2014 Be Our Guest Podcast live show. My name is Mike Rahman. I am the host of the Be Our Guest Podcast. Glad to have you tuned in here on a Sunday night. Thanks so much for taking a little time out of the end of your weekend, and hope that it was awesome for you. Hopefully you had some great weather, maybe had some fun with your family and friends. That's what the weekends are all about, and summer is winding down, so make sure you enjoy each and every moment, because before long, we'll all four be here complaining about the cold weather at the beginning of every podcast, especially Pam. So
except for
maybe
me.
Not Debbie.
I just say hello.
That's true. So enjoy it. Summer is waning, but enjoy every minute of it. And today, we're going to talk Disney for the next hour. So we're going to get everybody introduced right away and get to your calls at 407-413-9395. Again, the number 407-413-9395. And please do drop by our chat room. We're over at friendfeed.com/BeOurGuestMike. So come on over and get in on the conversation. It is rolling already over there. It's moving quickly. So come on over and talk Disney with lots of friends in our chat room. Again, friendfeed.com/BeOurGuestMike. Don't forget tonight's show, as always, brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. 2015 packages are out, so now's the time to book that vacation for 2015. Drop by themagicforless.com, fill out that free, no obligation quote form. An agent will get right back with you right away, and the relationship starts right there. And you start talking about what's going to work out. We start looking at options, kind of like a funnel. We look big from the beginning, then we kind of funnel it down until we get the exact package for you at the best price possible. And it's just a ton of fun planning those vacations, because that's what it's all about. From the time you start, it should be fun all the way through the vacation. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. All right. So before we introduce everybody, I do want to thank everybody. Got lots and lots of kind words this week about everything going on here in the Ferguson-Florissant area where I live. It has been a crazy week and lots going on, but truly shows you that getting sympathy and concern and lots of great messages from folks literally from around the planet. I just want to thank you. We're all safe here. We go back to school tomorrow. This is happening in the school district where my wife and I teach, so it'll be a little bit dynamic tomorrow with the first day of school being pushed back. But we will see what happens. And, you know, kids are resilient and communities are resilient, so we will see what happened. Hopefully the healing has started. I think today at church for a lot of folks, maybe that was the start. So joining us today to talk Disney, and we're going to talk a lot of Disney in the next hour, Ricky from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com. What's up, Ricky?
You know, you mentioned today about taking advantage of the last vestiges of summer, basically. And Brian and I totally did that this weekend. We had the most amazing weekend. We went floating down the Chattahoochee. I've never floated down
way
anything.
Down yonder on the Chattahoochee.
I don't put my body in water that's not pool or ocean. So this was a big thing for me. It was a lot of fun, though. We had a good time. And let's see. We went to the Fox here in Atlanta, and there was a Mary Poppins sing-along, and we totally did that today. It was so much fun. The entire audience was just into it. They were singing. They were clapping. It was a blast. So we're enjoying the last vestiges of summer, and I hope everybody else is too, because, you know, we will be complaining here soon. So.
That's right. I mean, enjoy it. I mean, this is the best time of the year. I mean, I kind of like the seasons, you know, it's not bad, but I mean, you know, we're going to be missing summer right away, so get out there and enjoy it.
Exactly. So it's so nice to be able to take advantage of, you know, some of the summer fun that's left.
That's right. Also joining us from down in the state where there are no seasons other than it's fun season, from makingmagicandmemories.com, we have Debbie. Happy Sunday night, Deb.
Happy Sunday.
Sunday night, everybody. And yes, we have seasons. We have hot season. We have hotter season. We come on, Mike.
You got to have it, though, because that gives us an escape. You know how happy it is for somebody from the Midwest when you get to go down in January and it's still like 70? I mean, that is a miracle to us.
Yeah, well, that's one person's opinion. I kind of like a little bit of cooler weather. I do like have a little bit more of a seasonal change. So hopefully this year will have a little bit cooler temps. That would be nice.
We will see. We'll see what happens. And, you know, let's get the rest of the crew introduced here. We have Pam Forrester, co-owner of The Magic for Less Travel. Happy Sunday night, Pam.
Happy Sunday. We took advantage of it, too. We not only have had a fantastic summer here in terms of weather, just because it has not been, you know, overly hot. It's been so just easy and mild and, you know, it's been great. But we took advantage of it, too. Really just had a great weekend. Enjoyed being here in the Pittsburgh area. And I've missed the live show so much. I think I've missed the last two, which I rarely miss a live show. So anyways, I'm so glad to be back on and do this because this is one of my favorite things that we get to do on the podcast. It's nice to have that instant interaction right there. So can't wait to do it tonight.
That's right. Going to be a ton of fun. And just a heads up, Pam, I did see in our forecast it's going to be 99 on Tuesday. So I'm sure that's pushing your way. So get the AC ready.
Yikes. Okay.
Well, our AC is always on.
It's been the same here. It's been so nice, like not being that hot. But it's going to be back up in the hundreds, they said, not too long. So anyway, let's talk Disney. So lots to talk about tonight. Again, 407-413-9395 is the number. 407-413-WDW5 and chat with us over at friendfeed.com/BRGuestMike. And a couple of topics I'm going to throw out there that we can talk about tonight. First of all, going back to Friday's show, if you haven't heard it yet, we talked about things we would like to see on the My Disney Experience app. If you got a chance to talk to Disney and say, you know, there's this one thing I wish you could add to the app and there were no constraints to this wish, what would it be? You know, we talked about bus tracking, about push notifications for discounts. Debbie mentioned things like having a portfolio and seeing how much you've spent. Just all kinds of things out there. So let us know what you would add to the My Disney Experience app. And also, breaking news, American Idol and Great Movie Ride going away.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Great Movie Ride? How did I miss that
gone.
One? Stop that.
Yes, it that is rude? Gone. I saw it a couple different places this weekend.
No.
It's a lie.
No, it's going for Star true. Wars. No, that one is. I mean, Lynn Testa even mentioned it not too long ago.
Well, but it's not happening yet. Like, American Idol is happening. You had me like,
by the end
I
of September.
Something.
By the end of September. No, I don't know. I didn't see the closing date, but I did see in a couple different places that Great Movie Ride.
No, it's closing, not for a couple years because the fact Jim Hill said that it's booked out for a couple years for like wedding receptions and events and stuff. So it's closing, but not soon. So don't put panic in my heart there, dude. That's not cool. But American Idol is closing, so.
Okay, so
that's closing at the end of the month. So.
That's kind of what I want to throw out there, though, because and maybe I did misspeak there. So don't come to our podcast necessarily for the 100% pure information.
Don't come to me, not Mike. Don't go to Mike. Mike doesn't know.
I could have sworn though that I saw it associated with you. I'm serious. I thought I did, but maybe not. I look at a different site. So
I know.
Anyway, I want to ask our listeners how you feel because the thing is. I think that this new Star Wars land that is definitely coming to the studios. I mean, I think that is pretty set here that it's going to happen. I think that they have to respond to what's happening on the other side of Orlando and kind of hit a home run with this. And if it means things like we're taking out American Idol Experience and things like the Great Movie Ride and that they're filling in Echo Lake, that's going away, you know, things like that. How do you feel about this? Because I'm excited. You know what? At first, when I heard Great Movie Ride going away, I was like, oh, man, that's like the ride at the studios. But you know what? If it means we're going to get a cool land that's themed with great restaurants, maybe a couple fun, really awesome attractions, just thematically walking through there and walking through the movie, Great Movie Ride is not an e-ticket attraction anymore. You know, I'll be glad to say that I did it 100 times, but it can go. It does not bother me. So, Debbie, you kind of sighed. I mean, I know you're kind of a purist, but, you know, it's one of those things. You got to keep up with the Joneses. And for Disney, you got to surpass the Joneses on the other side of town.
Yeah, you do.
Now, I do understand that, and I get that, and I agree. But the only thing that I do think about is not everybody's into Star Wars. I mean, I know there's a gas that is now falling across the crowd, but no, I don't think everybody's that great about Star Wars. And I think that the Great Movie Ride actually offered a little bit of everything, and it was unique. That's what I liked about it. It had so many different facets of all the different movies. So, you know, yeah, I think the Star Wars thing would be cool. Even though I'm not a big Star Wars person, I think that would be really cool because Star Tours is like my favorite ride ever. But to take out the Great Movie Ride, I just think there's something really wrong with that. I think they could find some space somewhere else, as big as Disney World is.
Let me ask you this, Pam, though, because and Debbie brings up a great point, because not everybody is going to be all in on a certain movie franchise. And, you know, I've never seen a Marvel movie, period. So, excuse me, if they built like a land that focused on Marvel characters, I wouldn't necessarily know the story, because like I haven't seen Guardians of the Galaxy, I haven't seen Captain America, you know, any of those Iron Man or anything. But the fact is, I think that Disney, and I think this is what I'm hearing from Universal, excuse me, there are people.
He gets all choked up when he talks about this, folks.
I was also trying to. My dinner got here late, and I just ate a piece of rice, and it's going down the wrong way. Finished my soda. My soda can's empty. So anyway, though, you know what I'm saying is, I think that if you do it right, and I think this is what Universal did with Wizarding World of Harry Potter, that the environment is so immersive that there's different levels. Like if you're a Harry Potter fan, you see all the little nooks and, you know, nods to the little minor things in the books. But if you're somebody like me who's never read a Harry Potter book or seen a movie, you can still appreciate the environment you're walking in because it's so thematically strong. I mean, Pam, do you think that's kind of how the Star Wars would be?
Absolutely. So first of all, when you go with us to Universal,
right?
Whenever that is,
if I make it, if I don't die,
you will see this. Yes, that you will see this. This is going to happen. But I think Disney's all about storytelling, and a good story can be told in many different ways. And if you already know the story, does that help? Absolutely. But is it critical to all the attractions? No, it's not. They will tell you the story through the attraction, through the land, and help you experience it. And so even if you don't like Star Wars, that doesn't matter. You'll appreciate that it's interactive. You'll appreciate the stories being told. You'll appreciate the new experience. You'll appreciate the new ride technology. Every new attraction has to be centered around a story. This just happens to be centered around Star Wars whenever they release that. So whether you like Star Wars or not, you have to showcase the technology and a story that appeals to many people. And I don't think, you know, I think, of course, there'll be many more people that the Star Wars storyline appeals to, but you don't have to love Star Wars to be able to appreciate a good story and the new technologies and whatever that they'll be showing us. So I think it'll work great.
All right. We have our first call of the night. Let's get this call in here. Thanks for calling in. And who's joining us?
This is Jenny from London, Kentucky.
Hey.
Hey.
It's Jenny.
Yeah, Jenny.
Hey, from Kentucky. Love Kentucky. That's where my grandparents are from. Thanks for calling in.
Awesome. I was listening to your conversation about the Great Movie Ride. And I used to work down there on college program, and, you know, it has aged. And what I've been seeing for the past couple of years is that what Disney needs to do with Hollywood Studios in general is just kind of re-theme it with the different franchises, like many different lands. I mean, it all links back to Hollywood in some kind of way, but at least it'd be organized. And I think that's what they're actually working on doing. And I think they're starting it off with Star Wars.
I think you're right, you know, because I think that here's the problem, though, is that I think in a way they wish they could kind of start from scratch and really do it the right way. But I think the problem is kind of retrofitting everything with keeping the revenue flowing for this park and keeping it open while they're doing all this. You know, I think looking back, they wish they could have done like a Magic Kingdom type park. But like, this is Pixar Land. This is Marvel. This is Star Wars. This is that. And that'd be awesome. But I think now they're trying to shoehorn things into where they can make them fit the best and still keep the park rolling while they're doing it. But I think you're exactly right. In an ideal situation, they would start from scratch and do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, it would be really kind of cool if they would, I mean, you know, they would kind of take a leaflet out of Universal's book and kind of do not really the same thing, but I'm picturing more of like what they did with Islands of Adventure.
Now you guys can speak to that, 'cause I haven't been there. So what do you, Pam, what do you think? I mean, you go over there quite often.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they've taken, you know, made Universal more current. Island of Adventures was certainly a great way for them to do that. They brought some other attractions that appealed to more people, brought things current. I mean, I think it's really easy as Disney fans to kind of fall into the lull of, we know that, we like that, right? And it's easy to do that in life, too. We know that, we like that. But even something as simple as trying out a new restaurant, you know, can be a little scary, but it may be someplace that you know and grow to like very much and becomes your favorite spot. And that's kind of how I feel about, you know, what Disney's trying to do, too. I think it's a great point that Jenny's making here that, you know, look, Hannah doesn't know hardly any of the movies in the Great Movie Ride. Now, she knows The Wizard of Oz and maybe Casablanca because we've shown it to her, but I think that she'd be a lot more excited about a movie ride that focused on things from her generation. I mean, as much as, you know, you hate to think about that, we even, you know, as her parents, we know the movies that she likes because we've watched them with her. So there'll be movies that appeal to us, too.
Good point. All right, Jenny, still there? Yep, Jenny has left us. Well, that was a great first call, though, because it was a great point. You know, yeah. I think they would do it differently if they could and kind of model, you know, absolutely, the way things are going. All right, we have absolutely our next caller of the night. Hey, who's joining us?
Hi, it's the Darby family, Sue and Katie and Jenny Darby.
Hey!
Hi, and we're down in Orlando.
That's what I was going to say. All of our British friends are down in Orlando this time of year.
I know, right?
Yeah. I just wanted to ring and say thank you because we've made so many friends through the podcast, and this time we've just met Bob and Ginger from Boston.
Oh,
yeah, we met up with them in Epcot the other night, and we met Malcolm from London.
Oh, how sweet.
So, yeah, we wouldn't have had these friends if it wasn't for you and the podcast, so I just wanted to say really big thank you.
Hey,
that's our favorite thing to hear about.
You just made my week. We've had a tough week where I live here in my city, but let me just tell you that just made my week. I'll be walking on air all week because of that comment.
Yeah, we appreciate, you know, everything you do. I mean, we're really sorry for you. We've obviously been watching the news and seeing what's been going on where you live, you know. But, you know, we have a lot of pleasure from the podcast. We listen to it at home. It makes our time in between coming to Disney go quicker.
Now, let me ask, did you meet Malcolm for the first time in Florida?
No, we met him in London at the London Meet.
That's what I thought. Okay, I thought you guys had met there. I'm like, that's ironic that you would have to come to Florida to meet.
Right,
I thought you had already met.
No, we met in London, and then when last Thursday, we were in the Contemporary, and we were just coming out the lift, and I bumped into him. So, just really strange, isn't it?
It is. And I saw that Malcolm had some Flame Tree barbecue this afternoon and just made me hungry all day long.
Yeah. We're going to have another meet in London near Christmas again.
Oh,
we've decided.
I love that. That is so cool. So you guys having a good time?
Fantastic. Yeah. We went to the All Ears meet this afternoon and met Jim Corcus and Steve Barrett.
Oh, very cool.
Oh, fun.
Both great friends.
So that was really exciting.
Yeah, Jim can spin some stories, and Dr. Barrett is just a tremendous gentleman.
Yeah, we were there. It was really great. It was really good.
That's awesome.
Thanks for everything. Hey, it's really good to talk to you.
It's so great to talk to you, and thank you so much for taking the time to call in, because I know you guys are busy and having a great time down there. But again, you just made my week, and tell the family we said hey.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, thanks, Mike. And thanks to everybody.
Thank you. Have a good time.
Have fun.
Bye.
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 That's a great call.
Oh, that was good.
All right. We have another call, and I think I'm doing this wrong, but we'll just keep going here. I have 100 people on the call. So, hey, who's joining us?
Hey, this is Mark from Greenwood, Indiana.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
Good. Hey, Mark. And you know what, Mark? I got to make an apology because you're from Indiana. Somebody the other day on Twitter told me to quit calling people Hoosiers, and I totally, and I apologize to that person, because in Missouri, and Ricky can back me up.
I can.
We call the people that are, like, you know, driving with, like, you know, stuff hanging out of their cars and,
it's,
you know, expired tags.
We shouldn't do it. It's funny you say that. I heard that
heard you say that. And I've completely forgotten about it until you just mentioned it.
I just wanted.
I've kind of gotten out of it because I have been out of St. Louis for so long. Like, it's hard to, because it is like another term for redneck. So, I mean, yes, I still use the term, but I have, like,
I have learned how to explain to people what it essentially means. So, yeah, it's like another type of redneck. So, yeah.
It's pretty bad when people from the Show Me State are using Hoosier in a derogatory manner.
I'm saying I just wanted to clear the table and tell everybody I apologize and I'm not going to try. You know, I'm definitely going to try not to do it again. I'm going to, you know, because I have lots of friends in Indiana. I never mean anything by it. It's just when you're brought up with it, everybody's like, you're such a
Hoosier.
Right.
When you grow up with the term, it's just something that just comes naturally. Like, oh, hey, yeah, you know, it's totally not offensive for us, but I mean, yeah.
So now you're blaming your parents for the way you were raised.
Well, absolutely.
Pretty much, yeah. It's absolutely everything we do that's wrong is their fault. Anyway, so let's talk some Disney, but I do apologize if anybody took offense to that.
Oh, it's no big deal. I actually have kind of a potpourri of questions tonight. The first one is relating to FastPass, and it's kind of technical. Does Disney hold back FastPasses for people who are going to be staying off property? So in other words, like I just made our FastPass reservation this past Wednesday, my 60-day window opened up. My question is, 30 days from now, are they going to release some more for those people that aren't staying on property, or is what was available when I made mine, is that it?
I have no idea. Ricky, do you know?
I've heard two different things. So I've heard that they hold some stuff back. And I would assume that they probably would,
but I don't think the popular attractions hold back.
Because like Anna and Elsa, I mean, that's gone it. 60 days. But then again, they're only having, from what I understand, for Anna and Elsa, 9 fast passes. That's it for each hour. So, I mean, you know, so when you only have 9 fast passes for each hour that you're handing out, of course it's going to go boom like that. So, I mean, that's going to go like that for, you know, especially for those who are booking 60 plus 10 out. I mean, those people that are, you know, they're picking to go see Anna and Elsa the last few days because that's what's available. So those 9 fast passes are going even longer than the 60. They're going at 70. So, yeah, I think for the most part, they hold stuff back. But I think for, like Pam said, for the popular, really popular stuff, they're not holding anything back at all. So I think for Anna and Elsa, and I think for Seven Dwarfs it's not being held back.
And I don't know how much they really hold back for the other ones, just because the demand isn't there. So I don't know that they have to hold things back. I think it's been a very rare occasion that I have seen, you know, a fast pass for anything pop up during a time when it wasn't previously available. I'll say that.
Gotcha.
I wish they were like giving us a list, right? Like, here are the things that we're doing. They aren't.
No. Not at all. It would be nice though.
Nice. My next question is, we're traveling in the middle of October, and I noticed that the railroad at Magic Kingdom is going to be down. Do you have any idea what they do for the opening show at the front of the park when the train's not operational?
I never thought of that, because I know the railroad is going to be down, but that's part of the show. Yeah, I never thought about that. Are they going to come in like in a wagon or something? I don't know.
Maybe they just come out of the train station if it's still available. Not actively working on that, because I feel like I've seen them up there, but gosh.
I would think you're right, Pam.
They come in on a horse.
Yes.
So to kind of tie in with that question, we're going to try and get, we want to get picked for the first family. I know that we shouldn't hold our breath because it's a pretty special deal, but if they're not really doing an opening show, do you think that they will still do something like that, or should we sleep in?
No, I think they'd still have a family of the day. I mean, it's extremely difficult to get picked. I mean, you're talking needle in a haystack to get picked, because not only do you have to be one of the peppiest families of the morning, but then you have to be, because
that Ricky's out.
So Ricky will not have to.
I mean, there is no way I am, until I get my coffee, I'm done. But you have to be essentially talking to the right cast member, and you don't know who that cast member is. So, it's just, it's kind of a needle in the haystack, kind of.
So in other words, talk to every cast member.
There you go.
I guess so. Yeah.
You should totally have your family wear t-shirts to say, "This is my family of the day t-shirt." Everybody has it.
Right.
Price is Right people. You know how they always do, like, you know, I want to be on the Price is Right, Drew, or something like that.
Yeah. You're on it. Let's go. Let's get you up. Yeah.
Nice. Well, that's the extent of my questions. I appreciate your answers, and I certainly enjoy your show, and I've gotten my wife addicted now, so now it's nice I have someone to listen to. I'm a cafeteria manager at a small Christian school, and I was listening to numerous podcasts during work and probably driving my assistant nuts, but unfortunately they don't let me listen anymore, so it's nice that my wife is addicted now and I have someone to listen to.
There you go.
The illness. We appreciate it.
That's right. Exactly.
I can't even get my wife to listen, so more power to you, because mine doesn't listen.
Mine wanted to listen to it today on our way home from, you know, downtown Atlanta, so we did. We listened to the Friday episode because it's like, there I really want to listen. So
that's something. Hey, well, thanks for the call, and we appreciate the support, and have a great trip.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye. Have a nice time.
All right, good questions. Yeah, Ricky, are Anna and Elsa are like in the they're in the welcome show now, right? Because I thought I saw a picture with Elsa like out there on the train station.
Mike, you're asking me about the welcome show.
I'm pretty sure I saw a picture with Elsa.
Look at who you're talking to. Anyway, I think I've heard that they are, but I don't know for sure. So sorry.
Okay.
I haven't seen any pictures recently of the welcome show. So
get on it. All right, the calls are rolling in, and we only have an hour, so let's keep them going. Who's on the line next?
Hey, this is Julie from New Jersey.
What's up, Julie?
Hey, Mike. I've been meaning to call in for a while. I've been emailing you about my trip, my fanatical planning.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You know what you want. I'm just going to say that. You have an idea. Some people don't have an idea. You have three.
I'm a deranged Disney fan, basically. But I'm calling because I'm in total shock about the Great Movie Ride.
Oh, man, I didn't mean to freak everybody out.
I told you to freak everybody out, Mike. No, it's not happening yet. And it may not actually happen, but that's the rumor that's going around.
Is it as bad?
That is not on the show outline.
Is it as bad as Peter Pan closing at the Magic Kingdom?
Yeah, no, that's not closing.
I'm just kidding.
I'm just playing. I think that if it does close, it's like one of the last stages of redoing, because obviously they're redoing Hollywood Studios. I mean, that's not a secret. That park desperately needs a redo. So if it does happen, and it probably will, we at least have a good couple more years with it. Who knows? They could pull an American Idol experience and go, oh, okay, we're going to close it in January. Just kidding. We're closing it August 30th. So, I mean, you know. But I think for now, it's going to be a couple years before they even, you know. I mean, I think they'll have opened Star Wars Land before this happens and everything like that. So, yeah, I think we've got a few more years with it if it does end up closing. So thanks a lot, Mike. Way to scare everybody.
My fault.
Yes.
You know, that's what I get for not reading the entire story, just reading the headlines.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously. So.
Well, I think from my point of view, my husband used to joke that, like, when we first met and he saw my movie collection on the shelf, he thought to himself in his brain, you know, they make them in color now. So for me, the Great Movie Ride is you know, some of my favorite movies are included in that, and it would be sad that if we just tried to update everything to include only the most recent titles. So anyway, that's pretty much all I was calling about.
You know, I agree with you, though, because I think that the studios does celebrate that feeling of the Hollywood that never was, and also the, you know, the older Hollywood, when Hollywood was some, you know, it was a huge destination, it was a huge part of the American pop culture, where you know, I don't want them to get rid of those old movies, because I think that's a part of time where people need to. You might not go watch Casablanca. I've never seen Casablanca.
I haven't either.
So
I'm
never
sorry,
have.
Pam.
Oh my gosh, VOGP movie night.
I think it's
at least I've seen Disney movies. Mike hasn't seen those.
I've seen some.
Both like in trouble here.
But I just think, though, that in our culture, and even for folks that are visiting from outside the States, it's kind of cool to be able to see that representation, because it is a part of the American story, you know, the American history of Hollywood. And, you know, I would like to still see the older clips and stuff like that. I have no issue with that. But like Pam said, there almost needs to be a parallel, like, current stuff if they're going to do it too, because, you know, that's the generation before us. But I mean, like, for Mallory and Paige, they're just like black and white. You know, it's kind of nice to get exposure to it, but they're not, you know, I doubt they're going to ever go watch it. I don't know.
Yeah. And I'm not a Star Wars fan myself, so it's kind of a problem for me. Not that I wouldn't enjoy Star Wars Land, I would, but I would enjoy it, I think, anyway. My husband is a Star Wars fan, but I personally, it's not, you know, it's not really going to do much for me. I would enjoy the theming of it, but that's about it.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, anyway, guys, I really love the show. I listen in my car all the time, so thank you so much.
Thank you.
We appreciate the call, and hey, may the Force be with you.
Oh my gosh, Mike! He really said that. Dad, not only is he's antagonizing people by telling them, you know, the great movie Rise closing, but then he's, you know, just rubbing it in by saying, "May the Force be with you." God, he's on a roll tonight.
Ricky's on it tonight, boy. She's on her game. No, we appreciate the call, and thank you so much for listening. And we'll talk, I'm sure, through email. I love hearing about it.
All right, thanks, Mike.
All right, talk to you later.
Guys.
Have a good night.
Bye. Sorry, Mike, scaring you and teasing you. Yeah.
Oh, mercy. We have our next caller on the line that is rolling in tonight. Thanks for all the great calls, everybody. Hey, who's next?
You want to build a snowman?
Oh, do you want to build a snowman?
Hey, guys, this is Melanie from Houston.
Hey, what's up, Melanie?
Hey, Melanie. All right.
I know, poor Mike. He's like, oh my God, she does exist.
you always come in on the last 5 minutes of the show. You're way early right now.
Hey, well, I got the, you know, update from Touring Plans about Great Movie Ride closing, and I was just, it wasn't a big deal, I guess, if they kept updated it more. Mm-hmm. I would have been like, no. But I was just like, oh, okay, well, it's going to make way for bigger and better.
Yeah, I mean, according to Jim Hill, they're going to put in like a ride that's similar to Ratatouille, which is in Paris. So, which I think that's the trackless ride system. Which, if that's the case, I would be very. I mean, I don't want to see Great Movie Ride go. I love that attraction, but stateside, we definitely need that trackless system. So somewhere. So I mean. Hey, you win some, you lose some, I guess. I don't know. It's not the Ratatouille theme, he says, though, so.
Uh-oh.
Things similar to it, because that.
Sorry, we lost you there for a second. Go ahead, Melanie.
No, go ahead. I sound like I was cutting off Ricky, so I stopped.
No, go ahead.
So it'd be really great to have that, or, you know, even if they could revamp the Great Movie Ride and put it somewhere else in the park, you know, that would be really nice, too.
Yeah, I'm torn by the idea of this, you know, because I'm a huge Star Wars fan, so I'm excited, and I know things have to go. And Great Movie Ride, like, you know, it's the idea of Great Movie Ride. It bothers me that it goes. But then again, when I go down to Walt Disney World, Great Movie Ride's an afterthought now. Like, I only ride it because you have to get, you know, X amount of Fast Passes, and it's in that group where, at least it was in that group where, oh, well, I got to pick Great Movie Ride. It's really the only thing in here that I might want to use it for. You know, and if I don't ride it, it doesn't bother me.
It bothers me.
Like, if you go on a trip for like a week and you don't ride Great Movie Ride, it bothers you?
Yeah. Like, it's just, it's one of those attractions where I have to, I mean, as long as I ride it once, I'm good. But, I mean,
once
it's,
each trip?
Yeah. Am I the weirdo in that?
Whenever I go to DHS, same thing. I have to ride the Great Movie Ride.
Really?
I ride it once a trip, at least. Yeah. Usually once.
I usually ride it once, but I just ride it because it's like a filler for time.
No, I absolutely pick it. Like, I make sure to do it. Like, it's not like I, you know, but yeah.
It's how you learn.
It is. Well, Melanie, what about you?
I'm actually in the same boat with you, Mike. If I miss it, I'm okay with it.
See, that's right.
I am too.
I know.
That's where I fall too.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I have to see it. Every time I'm there, I've got to ride that ride.
We did ask to see the... you know, the scene that you never get to see, because you always see the gangster scene.
Yes.
The Western scene.
The Western scene.
We
yes.
did ask to see that.
We did the last time. Yes.
Yes. Because it had been so long since we had seen it. And were we there with you, Ricky?
Yeah, you were. You were. Yeah.
Ricky made me ride it.
I did. You said something, and I'm like, you can request the Western scene if they're running it. And so we did. So,
we did.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, you can,
you can request the Western scene if you haven't seen it in a while, and they're running it, which usually in the afternoon they are. So if you want to write it in the afternoon and request the Western scene.
Not if the attraction's gone.
Shh. Oh, stop that.
Oh, no. So, no, I love hearing everybody's opinions. Like, the chat room, again, friendfeed.com/BRGuestMike is kind of blowing up, and it's like 50-50 in there with this this great movie ride thing. And I think, you know, it's weird because it would be like the equivalent, you know, that was the big opening day attraction at the studios. And but I think it's because over time, it has evolved to probably like the sixth or seventh or eighth most popular attraction in the park now. I don't know if any other parks have anything like that.
And Hollywood Studios has changed so much, too, from what it used to be.
Yeah.
I think that's something, you know, that's just challenging. So, anyways, it just seems like the theme. Sometimes when I'm in Hollywood Studios, I'm wondering what the theme is. Like, I get that it has something to do with Hollywood and or movies, but I'm just not sure.
An identity crisis. That's for sure. Yeah, it's been in one for years. Yeah, but
it really has. So. And I just would like to see it just feel maybe a little more cohesive with something. I don't know. You know, I did appreciate when it was like a working movie set, or they, you know, tried to bill it as such. I did appreciate the animators being there. I think Masayo mentioned that in the chat room. And I did appreciate some of the things that felt, I don't know, like a little more like they were making movies there. But it doesn't feel like that anymore.
So. Yeah, it was more authentic back in the day.
It kind of was. But apparently it was not popular, or they would not have changed it. You know what I mean? So,
or money. Oh, yeah, sorry. Did I cough that?
Well,
I meant to say
it was
money.
Probably a little of both, because they do, when things are very popular, regardless of what they cost, typically they stick around. So I don't know. Poor Hollywood Studios. Needs a hug.
I know. I can feel Matt Hotchberg just throwing things at his.
No, but we all appreciate it. It's such a pretty park, and we've talked about how it's so pretty at night, and there are parts of it that are very, very themed, like Sunset Boulevard, especially at night. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
you know,
gorgeous.
And nice. Things like that, and all the neon and stuff. You can't walk up and down, you know, that main street and not appreciate that at night.
And like with the Frozen fireworks, they've done so. That's a great job. I mean, when they make it snow down that whole street in the middle of summer, I mean, that park is strong, and they're making it better. But it's just, it's one of those things like Disney fans. Don't change what I know. But you know, I think
it does need a hug, though.
We got to let it go.
It does need a hug, absolutely.
We need to stop. We need to reframe. Things are no longer being rehabbed; they're being hugged.
I like that. That's a Pam touch.
That's a T-shirt right there. Well, Melanie, good job, man. You got Pam on a roll here. Good stuff.
All right. Well, I don't want to keep you guys. I know other people want to call in. Thanks so much for everything you do.
Hey, thanks, Melanie.
Thank you.
Great talking to you. Talk to you next month.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for letting me hijack your call.
Giving Disney's Hollywood Studios a hug, you know, whatever.
Give it a hug. So, hug it out, Hollywood Studios. Hug it out.
Oh, Scott's killed me with my meatloaf in there. Actually,
I know.
That's the sampler.
Oh, that's my favorite meal.
That's the sampler.
The sampler plate is the best thing you can get at 50s Primetime. Like, it's everything that's good about 50s. Their fried chicken, their meatloaf, their pot roast, like everything all in one. And they have
like
amazing
that plate
potatoes. It does. When Brian and I go, we split that. We totally split that meal. Like, that's, yeah.
So if you're hungry, or even if you're not hungry, drop by the friend feed room, friendfeed.com/BRGuestMike. Lots of friends chatting.
Come
you can see Scott throwing pictures of his dinner last Monday night from 50s Primetime. Jen, also, great idea. You know, they do need a nightly fireworks show besides Fantasmic at the studios. I see that, because Fantasmic is a show, but do fireworks each night. If you really want to go all in on this theme park, all in, you know, and make it,
because Fantasmic, you have to like plan.
Right. It's a show.
I want to be able to roll up 5 minutes before, step onto the street, and enjoy. So.
The problem, I think, though, is that it's such a condensed area. You know, there isn't like a huge hub. You know, there isn't a huge difference between the, you know, where you enter the park and the hub area, and it's all, you know, very condensed, I feel like, and I think that that's why they don't do it all the time. So,
but
you know,
Frozen's getting good reviews, and I mean, it's packed on those nights, so it's not going to get any more busy. You know, this is a good test.
Well, that's true.
Them, so.
That's true. But they're only doing it on the weekends here in September.
Yeah, but I mean, they've been doing it this summer, so.
That's That's true.
We shall see. All right. Next caller is on the line. I have no idea what that means in the chat room. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, this is Steve. What's going on?
Hey, Steve. Not
Hi,
much.
Steve.
Hey. How you doing?
Steve. Good. How are you?
I'm good. Mike, I know you just went back to school. I'm about to start my fourth week teaching, but the good news with that is we get a nice two-week fall break, and that you can guess where I'll be headed. So
that's a good idea. Actually, we start tomorrow.
The good news is going back to school in July. But anyway,
can't imagine.
Quick question, and this is hopefully going to be a very basic question, but it's something I've not done, and I just want your input. We are going down in October, and we have a reservation. We're going to be at the Animal Kingdom Lodge for the second part of our trip. And we are meeting up with some friends and have a early 8:05, I believe, reservation of the Crystal Palace. Am I going to be fine with buses, or do I need to possibly look into a cab to get there that early?
What time's the park open that day? 9?
Yeah.
And it's not extra magic hours? That might be tight.
I don't know. I don't know, honestly.
What I would
do, assuming it was just a 9 o'clock. Yeah.
What date?
You looking it up?
It's Friday, October the 10th.
I'll look it up while you're talking.
Until Ricky gets us the park hours, what I would say is, this is just me, I would go for the cab, because the thing is, I would get there as early as you can and get in that park before it opens. Because what you're going to do is you're going to go to there's going to be a gate basically for folks that have early ADRs. Go through there, you know, as early as they'll let you in and enjoy that, you know, 20, 25 minutes before your ADR as much as you can. Because you're going to have Main Street and the Hub all to yourself for pictures, man. It is incredible.
Right. And we've done it before, but I've been at the Contemporary, so it's been walking distance. It's not been a big deal, so I can just walk over there. I've never been, you know, as far out as Animal Kingdom Lodge and relying on transportation to get me there in time. So that was nice.
You said October 10th?
Yes.
Right. Okay. No. Animal Kingdom has morning extra magic hours.
Yeah, I would definitely take a cab.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, that's what we'll do. That's all I need tonight. I enjoy your guys' show, and hope you're having a good evening.
Hey, I appreciate the call. I'm actually staying at Animal Kingdom Lodge for the first time myself, so I can't wait, too. It's going to be fun. All right.
Thanks.
Let me know how it goes. Okay, talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Just dropped off. Malcolm was giving us a call from down in Walt Disney World, but he'll be back, I'm sure. Yeah, I get to stay at Animal Kingdom Lodge for Tower of Terror weekend.
Awesome. That's exciting.
It was the only thing left. That's how I picked it. Because there wasn't hardly anything left. But yeah, I'm excited because it's one of those places. Like, I was like, I've never stayed there, so I'm going to do that. All right, next call.
Oh my gosh, you're going to love it.
I think so. All right, we have Malcolm on the line reporting live from
Malcolm!
Walt Disney World. What's up, Malcolm?
Good evening, everybody. And that's the first time I've ever said that. I'm saying that from Kissimmee. Unbelievable. I dozed off in the chair. I've been Animal Kingdom all day, so I've been absolutely really tired. I need swallowing. I'm really tired. And I looked at Jenny Darby, who we've met at here, and I saw it. She went, the live show, because I'm not used to this time of day thinking live show. But hi, everybody.
Why are these guys recording in the middle of the afternoon? What's up with them?
we're having a great time. Obviously, we did 8 days in Windsor Hills, and then we did 2 days down at Cocoa Beach, which was a great time. Absolutely fantastic on the beach down there. Then 4 nights of the Disney Dream, which is, wow, we're hooked. We're going to go back. Thank you, Mike, for helping us with our booking on that. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you.
We definitely want to go back now. We've had such a great time on that. It's, you know, I wouldn't want to go to any other cruise line now. We'd have to go back to that
You're
one now.
Spoiled.
And now we've got 14 nights to head down. We're in Indian Creek, which is obviously about 3.5 miles away from Animal Kingdom. So,
sounds nice.
No, it's very, very good. We're having a great time. Weather's fantastic. Obviously, it's very hot for us. But no, I bumped into the Darby family the other day, and we literally bumped into them. We came out of the lift. We took the wrong lift floor, and we came out of the lift, and towards me came the Darbys, and I could not believe it. I saw this face.
Gosh.
And I think, that was so funny, so, so funny. But great to hear from you guys, and it seems weird to be on your own timeline at what a long last.
So you've been down there quite a while, did the cruise. So give us one story of something that's happened, you know, besides meeting the Darbys unexpectedly, but like something that's happened that's like, you know, I'm so glad we went on this trip.
The cruise. We met so many nice people. We met Lou Mongello.
Nice.
Which I think I'm sure he thought we was a stalker at first, because Katie went flying up to him on the call thinking, because she's seen him on YouTube, she knew him. And this, because he turned around and went, oh, hi. But we've been really good friends, and we spent an evening with them, very nice evening with them. But no, the cruise was absolutely fantastic. You know, the staff were so attentive. Everybody said you're going to have a good time. We thought, yeah, well that's going to happen. But we did have a really, really good time. But absolutely fantastic. But we love Cocoa Beach. Cocoa Beach was a great time. I'm glad we had some 2 days down there. So
what'd you do at Cocoa Beach? Because I'm a fan just because I'm a space nut. And there's so much history. If you dig, you can find a lot of places that the astronauts visited and so forth. But, you know, what'd you guys do at Cocoa Beach that was so fun?
Well, Mike, I'm convinced you and I are split with birth.
That's right. We're brothers.
I'm a Disney geek, and I also am a space geek as well.
Yeah.
And we did Kennedy Space Station. If it's a bit echoey, I'm in the bathroom because I'm on charge at the moment. But we went to Kennedy Space, which is, wow, saw Atlantis. That was absolutely fantastic. You know, brought tears to my eyes seeing it in there, to be honest with you. It's absolutely brilliant to see that. That's just my dream place to go to. We went to the Cocoa Beach. We wandered around near the pier. That was really good. Katie thought the beach was too hot, and she burnt her feet on the sand. But we went out for a few meals while we was down there, and we had a trip down there. We wanted to see Fantasy go out, but we just ran out of time. We just didn't want to stop being at the Port Canaveral at the time. Well, Cape Canaveral, I should say. Now we're just planning things. Obviously, we've got our days planned with the fast passes and itinerary, but tomorrow we've got to have a chill out day because we've just been at such a fast pace. It's just we haven't had a chance to relax. We haven't been in the pool yet at the house we're at. So
wow. That is a fast pace.
And you can, you can do fast pace for like a weekend. You guys are doing it for like a month. You gotta
right.
Catch your breath.
Slow down. It's okay, right? Yeah.
It's amazing. Sort of trying to pick up emails from work and saying to people, I'm not here. Talk to these people. Right. I need your advice. My daughter, Olivia, who's 14, she is going to be her birthday on the 21st September, but she's decided she wants to celebrate her birthday out here on the 21st of August while we're here. And we don't know where to take her from something. I booked the Plaza in Main Street, USA, and that was just a coincidence. I booked that night. Has anybody could give me, we've been to Olivia's, which is obviously a place because it was the same name as her. We went to there. Has anybody could recommend a place to go to for her birthday, which would be great to go to take her to, so.
Oh, come on, Pam. You got to have something because, you know.
What kind of food does she like, Malcolm?
She likes Asian food. She, you know, quite likes Asian food. She's quite good on food. She's not fussy at all, to be honest with you. I must admit, we went to the Flaming Tree barbecue today. Wow, that's fantastic.
You're
right.
So good. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love the drinks.
We did. We took our food. I had you on my shoulders, but all four of you. And they said, "Go down the bottom. Go down the bottom." We went down the bottom. We had a fantastic view. And I did send a tweet out to you today. So.
Oh yeah, I saw it because I got starving. Yes, all of a sudden, I needed some ribs and everything. I was like, "Oh, Malcolm."
Jealous.
Fantastic food. Absolutely fantastic. You know, we even haven't eaten for the rest of the day now. It's absolutely brilliant. But no, we're just trying to think of a place we can take her. That's not too expensive, but she's, you know, she doesn't want sort of fancy new cuisine, something like that. But somewhere good value for money. We, you know, originally we wanted to take her to Kona's, but obviously there's so much change around at the moment. And some of the meals on the menu, the teriyaki, which I know you like, Mike's not on there at the moment as well.
No, it's not. We're getting some suggestions. I know you can't see it in the chat room right now, but Masayo's offering up Sanaa, might be an option. Mark from up in Chicago saying 1900 Park Fair
Sanaa
at the Grand Floridian.
Sanaa is very good. It's unique. Kind of an African sort of food, but not exactly. Like, I know there's some Indian influence and things like that. Joanne had a good one, Yak and Yeti. Yeah. That has kind of an Asian flair to it. So, again, I think that's a good choice as well. And then Masayo says Teppan Ito.
Yeah. That would be my choice, yes.
Mm-hmm. And
thank
that's
you,
yes. And Julie says, now this isn't Asian, but Via Napoli. If you haven't been, their pizza's very good, and their other entrees are too. It's the very thin style pizza, but really good, and we've always had good service there as well. So
that's a good idea. I've heard you talking about it in the past. That sounds a good idea. That's it. I'll have a chat with her this evening. So
yeah, we gave you a few ideas, but of course we could all come up with about 100 more.
It's amazing. It's funny, we've been saving away our podcast. I saved some of the podcasts on our flight over, so I could listen on the plane, and we listened to the Flaming Tree Barbecue today before we went there, and they kept saying, I'm hungry. Yes, so you will be. Well, obviously, I won't keep you any more because obviously other people want to ring in, but this is an opportunity. I had to ring in and say hi to you guys. I'll speak to you next month when I'm back in England. So,
well, thanks for calling, Malcolm. I'm so glad you guys are having a great time. It makes me feel great. And happy birthday to your daughter, who's going to celebrate a month early. We appreciate that.
Oh yeah. And if there's any BOGP UK listeners out here at the moment, obviously give me a tweet on Malcolm P. Jones on Twitter and let me know. And obviously we'd love to meet up. Anybody out there want to meet some of them? It'd be great to see everybody. So,
hey, and your buddy George from over in the UK says hello too. He's in the chat.
Oh, George, a good guy. He's a good guy. He's a footballer, but there we go. He's a good guy. So.
Well, you guys keep having a good time.
You have a nice evening.
Thanks, Malcolm. Have a good one.
Have fun.
Take care. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
I love talking to Malcolm.
I know.
Yeah. It sounds like he's having a good time.
It does. It does. Such a great trip he's got.
Oh, man. You kidding me? He's been all over the place. Yeah, you're right. He's probably exhausted.
1900 Park Fair, too. Yeah, we got a lot of good suggestions. Anytime we say, does anyone have a suggestion for food, we get many, many answers.
Boom. That chat room is rolling. George has the Spice Road table. That could be an option, too.
That's an option. It could. And with a view, too, you can get a decent view of Illuminations depending on where you're sitting there. So,
yeah. Sure.
Lots of elbow room, too. There's probably not many people around you.
Probably not.
All right, we have a few minutes left in the show. Give us a call. We had a couple people drop off there. 407-413-9395. Messiah was absolutely right. We get more talkative when we're talking about food.
We're more excited. We're excitable people.
That and the Great Movie Ride closing. Boom, that's a show.
Oh my God. Such a jerk.
That's all it takes, Mike. Well, so what are you going to talk about next month to come out with something that's a little controversial? What bombshell thing are you going to drop?
I'm just saying, Peter Pan. I'm just.
Oh, that's so cruel.
No,
you are cruel.
Is right.
So cruel.
They're replacing it with like a Tarzan overlay or something.
Oh my god.
Way.
Classic Tarzan.
What else happened in London? Bam! It's there now.
That's right. Harry Potter.
Oh my gosh. I don't think they're bringing that over.
So what do we think though about thanks Julie, I will. Julie says bite your tongue. I love our chat room. So also what about Soarin', the movie changing? What Ricky, how do you feel about that? I mean, is it time to have a new movie? And does it have to be, what if it's not Soarin' over the United States? What if it's Soarin' over the world?
I'm so torn on this because it is coming. I mean, I know it's coming.
I know it's coming, but I'm just going to shush for a minute.
Wait, I want to know. Are you for it or against?
Yes. It? Oh my gosh. I've seen that movie so many times.
Okay.
I think I can act it out.
I'm with you on that.
That's right.
It's about what's coming. It's me acting it out.
All right, Pam, I am with you on that. The movie, I mean, if you go down there like we go down there, you know, you have seen it about a million times. But it's so, like, I don't know, like, the
She's seen it as many times as I've seen the Geico commercial.
Yeah, exactly. It's, the score is just so, like, that, and they can't reuse, I mean, how easy would it be to reuse that score? Not easy. So, I mean, you know, you're going to have to get a new score in there and a whole new thing. And, like, that's the part that I'm going to miss. I don't necessarily, like, I would like to see Soarin' over the world. I think that would be really cool. I'm just going to miss the music. That's really what I would miss the most. But I know I can listen to it on Magical Mouse Radio. It's just not the same. It's not, you're not flying over.
Says it's not a new score that's equally as beautiful as
the
old
I'm
score.
Not saying that. But, I mean, Mike, would you say the same about if Illuminations got a new updated version of Illuminations and they got rid of the score?
Hey,
I
love the Soarin' music. I know, but, I mean, Illuminations is rumored to be gone, too.
I know. That's why I'm asking you the question.
So we're not talking about that, though, tonight, because I'm in control.
No, I don't want to answer the question because I can't think about that one.
I've had enough stress this week. Don't talk about Illuminations.
Why don't we have both? I just don't, like, I have attractions that I love, love, love.
Oh.
but
I'm not
when
saying
they,
that they can't get rid of it. I'm just
but
saying
when
that
they go away, it's just to me, I'm always, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. We'll see. Maybe when they take away something that I really like, but I'm sure that they have.
Okay, no, well, I agree. Why don't we have, like, if you want to go to Soarin' Over just the normal Soarin' or Soarin' Over the World, they're two separate queue lines. You get whatever queue line you want, and they've got two separate movies you get to pick.
I think the challenging part of that is that one will inevitably be more popular than the other one.
They should shuffle them, though, kind of like Star Tours, and then you just get what you get.
The randomization.
Right. That's true. That's not bad. Yeah. That's a good point.
That idea. The randomization of.
So then people would want to ride it again, too.
Yes, yeah.
Because God knows there's not enough people want to go to Soarin'.
There aren't enough people want to ride Soarin'. Poor Soarin'. It needs a hug.
No, Soarin' doesn't need a hug. Soarin's fine the way it is.
She's in a huggy mood tonight.
What was the rumor that I heard? Something coming to Captain EO instead of.
Oh, everything's wrong.
No, I heard something this week. I think it had some. Oh, bringing the timekeeper and putting it in.
I would be okay with that.
The EO Theater is a tribute to Robin Williams.
That's a 360
movie. I'm scared about the future of the Imagination Pavilion. If all we're going to do is schlep in attractions that have people that passed away. I mean, I'm sorry if that seems a little insensitive, but isn't that what that would be like? That's not much of an imagination, I'm just going to say.
Hey, when I go, I want to have the Imagination Pavilion revamped to the Be Our Guest Podcast Studios / Magical Mouse Radio.
Does that mean one of us passing away?
I'm saying when I go. I said when I go. You guys can carry on, but I'm just saying when I go, put me in Imagination Pavilion.
Okay, Pam says.
My goodness.
This is taking a very weird turn.
It's the Imagination Pavilion. Yes, the Memorial Pavilion. Thank you, Jenny. Yes.
Make sure that my audio animatronic has on my BOGP lizard shirt so that it's bright, volt yellow. So I'm
it'll show
good.
You running down somewhere.
Yes.
Well, Marcus put that picture of me. God, I've lost a little weight. Thank goodness.
Yeah, but we're not going to talk about that right now.
I know, right? Somebody give that way a cheeseburger.
Yes.
That's okay. Well, Teresa just mentioned she got her anniversary present, so I didn't realize it was her anniversary. So happy anniversary to you and Phil. That's awesome. She got a WED blueprint reproduction of Horizons.
Oh, that's cool.
Sweet. Very nice.
Horizons for you.
Yes. I mean, I really enjoyed Horizons, but when it went away, I understood why it went away because, I've shared this on the show, but the last time Steve and I wrote it, I think we were the only people on and it was a little creepy.
Now, how can that be? Because everybody in the world wants to bring it back. I mean, it must have had 7-hour lines.
No, it did not. Not toward the end. Not when they announced that it was closing, they perked up a bit. But leading up to that time, no, the lines were not long. You could walk right on.
But they also had it during, it was seasonal too, because I remember every time that I went there, it was always closed. Or I missed it because they closed it at 3 and I got there like at 4. I'm like, what the heck? And they said, yeah, it's already closed at 3. I'm like, well, fudge.
It was really that, like, it just was not well attended. Seriously. Yeah. I remember just walking on it. So it was kind of a shame, but but I don't remember being that upset about it. I don't know. I guess I just thought about what was coming. So I don't know.
I got the good point that Joanne brings up is an empty pavilion better. An empty pavilion is never better. I always want to be able to go and explore.
I agree.
And have an
still
option.
Think that the Body Wars and things like that should be open.
I agree.
Absolutely. Gosh, but, that would be so much better.
Empty pavilion is not better, but Horizons is thankfully, it took forever for them to come up for the replacement for Horizons.
Right.
It did eventually open.
If you can dream it, then you can do it. Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Somebody said that.
Yeah, I think so. But it wasn't Walt. Let me ask you this. And this is since we're in the last minute of the live show here for August, I got to ask you, because I don't think any of you guys watch the Disney Channel regularly, do you? Because you don't have, a six-year-old.
I watch Girl Meets World.
Okay, so did you happen to have it on the other night when they premiered the new Ariana Grande video?
No.
It's like for some song called like Break Free or Break Away or it's Break Something.
Yeah, I've heard
that. But the video, you guys got to see the video. It is Captain EO. I mean, like they used the set.
No
like
way.
It's all, I mean, not that they didn't literally use the set, but I mean, they have like, there's like an elephant guy. Like one of the characters in the video is like, he's like Hooter. Isn't that his name? Yeah. I mean, and the guys, like there's like a guy standing, you know, like when Michael Jackson comes out and he's kind of at that control center in the ship.
Yeah.
Like that's in the video. She's floating around like she's in space. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like she brought back 1986 Captain EO right here.
Oh my gosh.
Ariana Grande, you know, she's
that's
got one
crazy.
Less problem without you.
She does have one less problem.
Exactly.
Speaking of, I'm missing Big Brother.
One less problem without Hooter.
Her brother needs to get. Anyway. Well, we had a good time tonight, didn't we, ladies?
We did. Mike terrified people with his, you know, rumor mongering. But you know what? Other than that, we're all fine. So.
Hey, man.
You know what? I like a little rumor mongering. Like, it really made the show kind of interesting. Think of something for next month.
It's, you know, it's the dog days of summer. You got to do something to keep the, you know, the brain fire in there. All the neurons going.
That's, yes, exactly.
That's right. Back to school for me tomorrow.
That's right.
Aww. Get back in the swing of things. Well, we appreciate everybody taking a part of your Sunday night to join us here for the Be Our Guest Podcast live show. Next time we get together will be in September. I believe it is actually Sunday night, September 21st, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, right here on Magical Mouse Radio. And don't forget, tonight's show has been brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Drop by themagicforless.com. Check out all the great information. There's, if you go on the right-hand side of the website, there is a link there. It says About Us. And if you click on that, you can meet the agents of the Magic for Less. And there's a lot of them, and they're all you get to kind of hear the stories of the agents, which I think is pretty cool. You get to see a picture. You get to see, you know, what they, you know, what their passions are. Some of the agents are more Disneyland centric. You know, that's their place, and they're going to be great to plan Disneyland trips with. Some folks, you know, really focus on Walt Disney World. Some people cruise so much it's sick. Like, they're always like, you live on a ship, you know, so you might want to talk to them about a cruise. But it's really fun to see their backstory and to see that, you know, everybody there is a passionate agent. They are trained. They know they're experts in their field, and they're going to help you plan a great Disney vacation. So check them out.
I was just looking at my.
Are you checking it out? I need to update my picture on there is from our very first podcast meetup at Flame Tree. I need to update that sucker.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you should.
I look young in that picture for one thing. That's why I don't want to update it. But yeah, it's old.
Nice. Yeah, mine's pretty old too, actually, looking at it.
So Drea,
no, it's not that old.
Drop by themagicforless.com, click on About Us, and check out my picture from our first podcast meetup. I got on the old white hoodie.
Oh yes.
I do.
Funny.
It was so cold that day.
It was.
Oh, so I cold. Hope that when we go down in September, October, it's that cold.
Oh man. No. How could it ever be that cold in Animal Kingdom of all places?
It was so cold. Yeah, of all places.
I mean, I have pictures of that meetup and everybody's just bundled up and freezing.
Yep. It was such a cold
Anyway.
Cool time.
Check it out, themagicforless.com. You can check out that picture and, you know, look at other stuff that's way more important than that picture. Don't forget, you can give us a follow on Twitter. We're at BeOurGuestMike or on Facebook at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And, of course, join the friendliest forums on the internet over at BeOurGuestPodcast.com/forums. As always, you can check out the show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Just download the Stitcher app. It is absolutely free for all mobile devices. And our show pops up instantly there, along with live radio and all your other podcasts that you like. So that's a great way to listen to the show. I know that Jim, who is in the chat room here, uses Stitcher, and we appreciate that. A lot of our listeners actually are using Stitcher, so you might want to check that out. Also, if you have a chance this week, we would love it if you drop by iTunes and give us a review over there and a rating. That really does help us bump up in the iTunes podcast category there. And we're doing really, really well over there in the past months. But, you know, let's keep that momentum rolling, and it helps people find the show. I got an email today from a great friend who just found our podcast that way over on iTunes. So they wouldn't have found it otherwise. So please do, if you could, rate and review the show over in iTunes this week. We would really, really appreciate it. And of course, thank you so much for your calls. You guys took time out of your Sunday night and gave us a call. We love talking Disney. Great topics, great questions, great friends, most importantly. So thanks again for this, because we love doing these live shows. So we're going to be back together again next month. And of course, right now you can download the Monday Be Our Guest podcast. It comes out late Sunday night, so it's out there, I believe, for you. So you can check that out. And that's about it for your Sunday night. So for Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Sunday night. Have a great week, guys, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.